New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. Online Property Records, Camden County, NJ. Click here to begin searching. The property records of the Camden County Clerk's Office from 1978 to present are now available online. This online database is updated nightly and can be more relevant to real estate professionals operating in NJ. Read the source, hda.camdencounty.com/service/countysclerk/online-property-records/. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. Ocean County Library offers free NJ property records access. Ocean County Library provides free access to New Jersey statewide ownership data, historical records, geo-reference tax maps, and zoning information. Real estate professionals in NJ can leverage these comprehensive property reports and GIS tools for accurate due diligence and market analysis. Access the database at theoceancountylibrary.org/528. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. Real Estate Commissions. How much do agents make? Bank rate. Agents get paid via commission, usually a percentage of the home's sale price. Here, we explain how much they make and who pays. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in NJ. Read the source, hs.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commission/. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines, Understanding NJ's Average Real Estate Commission Rates. This guide explores the average commission rates in New Jersey, the factors influencing them, and strategies for agents to optimize their earnings while staying informed on legal changes. New Jersey real estate professionals can use this information to better understand market trends and legal landscapes that directly impact their commission structures and career strategy. Read the full guide on optimizing earnings at the source URL. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NJ jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context, how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NJ jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.